We'll say good morning. Our shiur this morning is dedicated by Baruch Fischl and Sonia Kozlovsky and Henry and Barbara Rosenbaum and all of her children and great-grandchildren in commemoration of the yahrzeit of Sonia and Henry's mother, Ruth Rosenbaum, Rachel Bas Herschel. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, Neshama has an aliyah.
Amen.
And by the Schoenfelds, in honor of the birth of a grandson to Ari and Shoshana Lerner, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov, to Shira and to Shmuley Perglas. When is this? This morning?
Yeah, 2 hours.
2 hours ago. Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. Shabizocha, Lachniso Bervisal Shar Mavino Bizmano, and the Gadol Latorah Latorah Lechopal Lamas and Tovim. Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. Mazel Tov. All right, Tavosai, let's begin. Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. So we're picking up 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down from the top. So says the Gemara. Ravashi said, Hamari, so we're still discussing over here about whose opinion the Mishnah reflects. Because remember, the Mishnah required both ksiva as well as chasima lishma. So says the Gemara. So we were trying to figure out if it's Rabbi Meir or if it is Rabbi Elazar. So remember again, the Gemara so far has pointed out that according to Rabbi Meir, you need chasima lishma. If it's according to Rabbi Eliezer, you need ksiva lishma. But we're trying to find the Tana ultimately who requires both. So Ravashi said, Hamani, whose opinion does this reflect? Rabbi Yehudahi. It is Rabbi Yehuda. Disnan, Rabbi Yehuda posel, ad shetehe kesivaso v'chasimaso betolosh. We'll say, because Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, in a mishnah that we stated before, that if you're writing a get on something that is mechubra lekarka, so Rabbi Yehuda says that the get is possible until the point that the ksiva and chasima is betolosh. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda said that, remember, this was the case, you're writing the get on saying that is mechubra lekarka, so you have to go out according to Rabbi Yehuda and detach it and write everything and sign it only once it's detached. So that sounds like, again, well, not sounds like, Rabbi Yehuda clearly requires that the ksiva and the chasima be lishma, to which the Gemara says, Meikara, my time alo mukmin alak Rabbi Yehuda. So if that's the case, why didn't we try to establish this like Rabbi Yehuda from the beginning? I will say, this seems so posh that Rabbi Yehuda requires ksiva chasima lishma. Why did we go through all of these? Why did we jump through all of these hoops in order to go ahead and see if we could align Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir? Why do we just say from the beginning like Rabbi Yehuda? To which the Gemara says, Mahajina Rabbi Meir, because at first we tried to establish it like Rabbi Meir, the Stam Masnissin Rabbi Meir. Because we also have a general concept that a Stam Mishnah is in accordance with the view of Rabbi Meir. Therefore, again, whenever possible, we try to establish the Mishnah like Rabbi Meir. Next, therefore, when that didn't work, Mahajina Rabbi Elazar, the Kaimalon Hilchosa Kavase begin. And yet, again, if that didn't work, we tried to establish ourselves like Rabbi Eliezer, like Rabbi Elazar, because again, we have a general principle that when it comes to Hilchos Gittin, Stam Halacha Kavase de Rabbi Elazar. That Rabbi Elazar, again, generally the Halacha follows Rabbi Elazar in terms of Gittin. Therefore, again, when trying to understand authorship of our Mishnah, we first try to establish it like Rabbi Meir. When that doesn't work, we try to go like Rabbi Elazar. And when neither of those work, then we establish it like Rabbi Yehuda. Tanan. So that seems to be, by the way, the bottom line over here. So bottom line, the Mishnah seems to reflect, we have a couple of possibilities. Either possibility one is that, in fact, it does reflect the view of Rabbi Elazar. And even though Rabbi Elazar only requires ksiva lishma, that's true only if you don't have Edim signing. But once you do have Edim signing, Rabbi Elazar would require that the Edim sign the Shema. That's possibility one. Possibility two is that the Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Yehuda, namely that halacha l'maisa you need ksiva as well as chasima lishma. So says the Gemara, Tnan, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, af ha-mevi min harakem u-min ha-cheger. So we'll say now we're going to get into an interesting discussion. So Rabbi Gamliel said that even one who brings from rekem and cheger has to say b'fanei nechtav u b'fanei nechtam. Then Rabbi Osai, b'pashtos, rekem and cheger, We're border cities, Teretz Yisrael. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, afilu mikfar ludim lulud. Rabbi Eliezer said, even from Kfar Ludim to Lud, which Rabbi says seemed to be again Kfar Ludim, Rashi said, was in Chutz La'aretz. Lud was in Eretz Yisrael, and they were very close to each other. But nevertheless, you would have to say b'fanenechta if you were bringing from one to the other. V'amar Abaye, and Abaye said, ba'yaros hasmuchos li Eretz Yisrael umuvlaos b'tchum Eretz Yisrael askinan. And Abaye said, now what are we dealing with over here? We're dealing with cities that are close to Eretz Yisrael and muvlaos, absorbed in the tchum of Eretz Yisrael. I will say, now just to talk for a moment about these muvlaos for just a moment. So I will say, understand that the borders of Eretz Yisrael are not straight lines. So you had in certain places where the border of Eretz Yisrael would essentially, I don't know what the right geographic term is, but it would bend inwards. You know what I mean? So if you could imagine for a moment, imagine you have the border of Eretz Yisrael, and then at some point in time it like semicircles inwards. So let's say here it's straight, and this middle part over here it arcs inwards. So you could have cities, in the arc, which are technically geographically outside of Eretz Yisrael, but interestingly enough, kind of muvla, absorbed a little bit between the borders of Eretz Yisrael. So it is technically chutz la'aretz, but yet at the same time, absorbed, so to speak, absorbed within the border, between the borders of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, so therefore Abaye says, what they're really arguing about over here is ayaros hasmuchos l'Eretz Yisrael. So case someone is going to be cities that are close to Eretz Yisrael. Umuvlos bitchum Eretz Yisrael. And are absorbed within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael is what we're dealing with over here. So the Gemara says, V'amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, and Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said, Lididi chaziliyahu asra, V'havi kemavi kumbila pumpadisa. So Rabbi Bar Chana said, I saw these cities, right? Meaning I saw the distance between Kfar Ludim Lulud. I saw the distance between Kfar Ludim Lulud. And to me, it looked like kemavi kubila pumpadisa. And to me, again, it looked like the short distance from Mavi Kubi, these were places, to Pumpadisa. So apparently, again, Mavi Kubi and Pumpadisa were right next to each other. And the distance between Kfar Ludim Lulud was also very close to each other. Michlal de Tanakan Masavar Hani Lozar. I will say, now I have to understand something. Anytime you see something added to an initial statement in the Mishnah, it sounds like, again, so let me give you this in a different way. The Tanakhama said, right, the Mishnah began by saying, Hamevi get mechutz la'aret, min bedinas hayam, somebody brings a gift from outside of Israel to Eretz Yisrael, sarach shiomar befanei nechtav or befanei nechtam. Fine. Then came along Rabbi Eliezer, and he said, afilu mikfar ludim lulud. Right, even from Kfar Ludim Lulud. The Bible says, when Rabbi Eliezer says that, what does that make it sound like? Sounds like, according to the Tanakhama, if you brought a get from Ludim to Lud, you would not have to go ahead and say, b'fanechtam, b'fanechtam. And Rabbi Eliezer is saying, yes, you do. So, Michlal the Tanakhama savar, hani lo tzarech. So, my love, b'hai kamifligi, what are they arguing about? Demar savar, lefi shein b'kiyin l'shma, v'hani gemiri. See, the Tanakhama holds that the whole reason that you need b'fanechtam is because of a din of lishma, and therefore again these guys in Kfar Ludim, because they are so close to Eretz Yisrael, therefore what they are bekin in lishma, and therefore you don't have to say it. Umar savar lefi she'ein eden mitzuyin lekaimo, whereas Rabbi Eliezer will hold that it's an issue ultimately again of having eden to testify about the veracity of the get. V'hani nami lo shchichi. And therefore what? Even though Kfar Ludim to Lud are close to each other, because one is in Chutz La'aretz and one is in Eretz Yisrael, travel may not be easy. And therefore, again, you need the Eidim to say b'fanechtu b'fanechtam, essentially as kiyum shtaros, to attest to the validity of the get, to which the Gemara says, lo, not necessarily. Rabba metaritz l'tamei, v'rav metazavah. Both say, both Rabba and Rava can interpret this Mishnah in accordance with their reasoning. So the Gemara says the following: Rabba Mataris Latame, Rabba will interpret this according to his reasoning. Dechuli Alma Lefishain Bikian Lishma, according to Rabba, he will say, according to Rabbi, he will say like this: everyone agrees that the reason for lefaynechtam is because in chutzlarts they are not bekiyin lishma. And here is what they're arguing about: Tanakama savar hani kevan disimchos migmar gemiri. See, Rabbi said Tanakama holds that let's say from kfar ludim to lud, there is no issue of lishma. Why? Because since kfar ludim is so close to Eretz Yisrael, anyone in such close proximity to Eretz Yisrael is also proficient in what? Is also proficient in Lishma. And therefore, again, according to the Tanakhama, if you bring a get from Kfar Ludim to Lud, you need not say Befanei Nechtam. Va'asa Rabbi Gamliel Lemeimar, and Rabbi Gamliel comes along and says, Muvlaos Gemiri, Smuchos Lo Gemiri. Rabbi Gamliel says like this: I agree with you, Tanakhama, about Smuchos. Right, I agree with you to say that what? I'm sorry, it's just the opposite. Tanakama Sabrahani Kavan Smuchos Mikmar Gmir Basra Gamliel Meimar Muvlaus Gmiri Smuchos Logmiri. So Rabbi Gamliel argues. He says, I agree with your logic by Muvlaus. But remember, what are Muvlaus? Muvlaus are those cities and Chutz La'aretz inside the ark. Right? Inside the ark. So technically speaking, they're in Chutz La'aretz, but they're literally almost covered on all three sides by Eretz Yisrael. I agree, those cities we assume are Bikin Lishma, but Smuchos are not necessarily Bikin Lishma. Va'asa Rabbi Eliezer Lemeimar Muvlaos Anamilo. And Rabbi Eliezer disagrees and he says, no, even cities inside the ark are also not considered to be Bikin Lishma. Why? Shalotachlok b'medina sayam. Because we'll say Rabbi Eliezer's shita is, you can't start distinguishing between cities and chutz la'aretz. If the city is in chutz la'aretz, it's in chutz la'aretz, and it needs to be treated that way. In other words, that all cities in chutz la'aretz need to be given the same treatment. Namely, if you're in chutz la'aretz, we assume that what? You're not Bikin Lishma, and if you're not Bikin Lishma, then Lemaisa again, we have to say Fanechtam. Rav Mataris Latame, similarly, Rav will interpret this machlokis in accordance with his reasoning. Techuli Alma, Lefi Shein Edim Suyin Lekaimo. Because remember, Rav's whole statement, Rav's whole shita is that it's a dinin ki imstaros, Vitanakama Savar, Hani Keva Dismuchos, Mishkach Shrichi. See, Rabbi says that Tanakama assumes that, let's say, from Kfar Ludim to Lud, you don't have to say Fanechtam. Why? Because if someone challenges the get, you're close enough to track down the Edim. Rabbi Gamliel, the Rabbi Gamliel comes along to say that, no, Muvlos Shrichi, Smuchos Lo Shrichi, if a Chutzlar city is within the Ark, then you could assume that, yes, you'll be able to track down the Edim if the validity of the get is challenged. But Smuchos, you can't assume that you'll be able to track down the Eden. Therefore, you need Fanechtam. Va'asa Rabbi Eliezer Meimar. So Muvlos Namilo Shlotachlo B'mnir Asim. And I will say, according to both Rabba and Rava, so Rabbi Eliezer has the same basic Shita. And that Shita is what? That Shita is that Lamaisa, you can't make a distinction in Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz is Chutz La'aretz. And therefore, again, Lamaisa, you have to treat all lands in Chutz La'aretz the same way. Tanan, so we'll say, okay, so therefore what we've just done over here is we've shown that Rabba and Rava both have their own understanding and version of the Machlokis in the Mishnah. Next, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, V'chacham, the Chachamim say, Eino tzorech shiyomar b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. So remember, again, we learned in the Mishnah, the Chachamim hold that you don't have to say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam, ella Hamevi Mimedina Sayam Vahamolich. So we'll say this is another interesting idea. So remember the Tanakh, so the Mishnah also quoted the Shita of the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that the only person who has to say Fanechta Bafanechta is one who takes the get from Medina from Eretz from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. That's right, Hamevi Mimedina Sayam Vahamolich. Molich means someone who's what? Taking a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. Now remember, the Tanakhama never made mention of that case. All the Tanakhama mentioned was Hamevi get mi medinas hayom. That's all the Tanakhama mentioned. So the Chachamim are adding in this case of Hamolich. So says the Gemara, Michlal, the Tanakhama savar, Molich lo. We could infer from this that the Tanakhama holds that one who takes the get from Eretz Yisrael, one who takes the get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz does not have to say Ufay Nechtam, Ufay Nechtam. My Lav Vakam Ethiki. So we'll say, what are the Tanakhama and the Chacham arguing about? Demar Sava Lofi Shemikim Hashma. So we'll say, Vipashtos, the Tanakhama holds that the whole reason for what? The whole reason for Ufay Nechtam, Ufay Nechtam is because of Ein Bikin Lishma, is because ultimately, again, of they're not proficient in Lishma. Therefore, again, that idea only applies where? From Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, but doesn't apply from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, Vahani, I'm a base, Vahani Gemiri, and in Eretz Yisrael, if the get originates in Eretz Yisrael, there's no problem of Lishma, and therefore there's no need to perform Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam. Umar Savrin the Chachamim will hold Lefi She'ein Edim Mitzuyin Lekaimo, because ultimately again the Edim are not there, the Edim are not present to go ahead and uphold the get. Again, remember, in the event that the get is challenged, the Edim may not be there to be able to defend the validity of the get. V'hani Nami Lo Shchichi, if that's the major concern, that concern applies even for a get being written in Eretz Yisrael and being taken to Chutz Laretz, to which the Gemara says, Rabba Mataris Latamei, V'Rabba Mataris Latamei. In reality, says the Gemara, both Rabba and Rava just have their own shitos. So says the Gemara, each of them could interpret in accordance with their own opinions. So the Gemara says, Rabba Mataris Latamei, Rabba interprets in accordance with his own opinion. D'chuli alma lefi she'ein b'kien l'shma. So now, understand what's happening over here. What the Gemara, I should explain this before. What the Gemara was trying to do in the last two machlokesim in the Mishnah is to go ahead and make the machlokes in the Mishnah about the machlokes Rabba and Rava. That really what the underlying machlokes, so for example over here, you have a Tanakhama. The Tanakhama, which is the first opinion quoted in the Mishnah, only speaks about a case of a get being brought from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Never discusses a case of a get being taken from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. And the Tanakhama says if you bring a get from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, you have to say Befanei Nechtav or Befanei Nechtam. You have to say the get was written and signed in my presence. On the other hand, the Chachamim add in the case of Hamolich. The Chachamim add in the case of not only someone who takes a get from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, but also someone who takes a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. So the Gemara says, why do the Chachamim add in that case and the Tanakhama does not? So the Gemara's reflexive reaction to that is they're probably arguing about the very reason for Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam. So the Tanakhama is of the opinion that the reason is Lishma. Oh, if the reason is Lishma, so that only requires me to say Befanei Nechtam when? With a get that originates in Chutz Laretz. But if a get is written in Eretz Yisrael, there's no concern about Lishma, therefore no problem. On the other hand, the Chachamim will hold that it's a din. In Eidin Mitsuyin Lakaimo, it's a din in ultimately upholding the get, and therefore Lemaisa, again, that applies wherever the get is written. To which the Gemara says no. See, Abba said nobody likes that because remember, both Rabba and Rava want to be able to interpret the Mishnah in total accordance of with their own opinions. Right? So therefore, again, neither wants to yield authorship, or I should say, authorship of the Mishnah to the other. Therefore, says the Gemara, Rav Mataris Latame, both Rabba and Rabba could interpret the Mishnah in accordance with their opinions. So listen to this. Rabba Mataris Latame, Dechuli Alma, Lafi Shem, Bikin, Lishma. So everyone will agree that the issue in Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam is that people are not proficient in Lishma. What are they arguing about? There's a concern that maybe we should require a get no matter what its point of origin, to always require b'fayinechtam b'fayinechtam. Essentially, why? Because if you don't require it in all cases, people won't do it in the necessary cases. So we're going to legislate that even a get that originates in Eretz Yisrael and goes to Chutz Laretz should also have b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam, lest you forget to say b'fanei nechtam in a case of where it's coming from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, the Tanakama savar lo gazmina molech ma'atu mevi. The Tanakama is not worried about that. He does not say you have to say b'fanei nechtam in Eretz Yisrael get, lest you come to forget to say it in a chutz laretz get. V'rabbanan basrei, but the chachamim say no. Savri goes savri, kazrinan molech atumevi. On the other hand, the chachamim will say no. We'll make you say b'fanechtam b'fanechtam in an Eretz Yisrael get, right? In order to ensure that what you say it, or lest you forget to say it in a chutz laretz get. V'rava metariz latame. Rava will interpret this according to his reasoning. T'chuli amala fisheni demitzuyin l'kaimo. Everyone in the Mishnah is going to agree that the reason for fayinechtam is in order to go ahead and uphold the document. V'rabbanan basroi l'ferushe taimei de tanakama hu da'asa. And the chachamim are coming to go ahead and interpret the view of the Tanakama. In other words, they both say that lemaisa, again, the Rabbanan basrei, the chachamim, are just fully expounding the view of the Tanakama. The Tanakama kind of gave us his view shorthand, that Hamivi get me medina asayam tzark shom farechtu afayinechtam. But in reality, the Tanakama also meant to say that even in the case of where you're bringing a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, you also have to say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. Why, Rabbosai? Because this is not a din of lishma. What is this a din of? This is a din, ultimately, again, of eidin mitsuyin lekaimo, of making sure that there are witnesses who are able to attest to the veracity of the get, and therefore, aloch lemaisa, no matter where the point of origin is, you have to say fanechta fanechtam. Next, tnan. Hamevi get memedinas, hamemedina lemedina, bemedinas hayam. Rabbosai, if one brings a get from one place to another place, literally, medina, Medina literally means a country, but Lav Davka has to mean a country. One province to another province. In Medina Sayam, Sarech Lomar, Sarech Lomar, a person has to say, Befanei Nechtav uBefanei Nechtam. So a person has to say, it was written and it was signed in my presence. Ha, what can you infer from there? It's only from one Medina to another Medina that you have to say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam, but yet within the same Medina, you don't have to. So, l'rava necha, l'rabba kasha. So, according to Rava, that makes sense. Why does it make sense according to Rava? Because according to Rava, what's the point of b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam? Edim Mitsuyan Lakaimo. So I understand why, if it's Osa Medina, if it's within the same country, there's no concern, because the witnesses will be readily available to go ahead and uphold again if it's challenged. According to Rabbah, however, who holds that it's an issue of Lishma, you should have to go ahead and say Farnechta Farnechtam, even within the same Medina, in Medina Sayam. Lot, so the Gemara says, Lot. I'm sorry. So the Rava Nech, the Rava Kasha, to which the Gemara says, Lo Tema Ha Ba'osa B'Medina, B'Medina, Ba'osa B'Medina, B'Medina Yisrael Lo Tzarech. So we'll say, so says the Gemara, don't necessarily make the inference from that statement that within the same Medina, in Chutz La'aretz, you would not have to say it. Rather, make the following inference. Ela Ema, M'Medina L'Medina Be'aretz Yisrael Lo Tzarech. Say, rather, the inference is that from one Medina to another Medina in Eretz Yisrael, you would not have to say b'fanechtam b'fanechtam. To which the Gemara says, you don't need to make that inference. Ha behedja katani la. Rabbo say, that is stated explicitly. Ha mevi get be'aretz Yisrael. Eino tzarech lomar b'fanechtam b'fanechtam. Rabbo say, that's stated explicitly in the Mishnah. To which the Gemara says, ime ahi. Now I'll tell you why that's not good, because if you are learning it out from that statement, hava amina hanimili di'eved. I would have thought that's only bidyavid, that if a person delivered a get with an Eretz Yisrael and didn't say b'fainechtam, bidyavid is kosher. Aval lechatchila lo, but lechatchila you should say b'fainechtam b'fainechtam. Therefore, again, kamash malon, that is not the case. That even lechatchila in Eretz Yisrael, if you're delivering the get from one Medina to another Medina with an Eretz Yisrael, you need not say b'fainechtam or b'fainechtam. V'ika demosiv la hachi. And there are some that interpret this in the following way. Ha-medina le-medina be'eretz Yisrael lo tzarech. And I will say others interpret this to mean that if you were so I will say others interpret it the following. Ha-medina le-medina be'eretz Yisrael lo tzarech. That we could infer from that previously stated statement that from one medina to another medina be'eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say ufainech ufainech tam. Well, if that's the case, le-rabanecha le-rabakasha. I will say, according to Rava, that makes perfect sense. Why? Because since you're in Eretz Yisrael, there is no din of Lishma. Or I should say, not there's no din. There's no problem of Lishma. But for Rava, this would pose a kasha. Because Rava said, you could have a situation, as the Gemara will discuss, where even within Eretz Yisrael, you have a problem with free travel between one part and another. And therefore, again, Edim might not be available to uphold the get. To which the Gemara says, Lo teima me'medina le'medina be'Eretz Yisrael. Lo tzarech. Don't make the inference from one medina to another medina Yisrael that you don't need b'fanei nechtav or b'fanei nechtam. Ela ima haba'oso medina b'medina hasayam lo tzarech. Rather make, well, so this is just the reverse of the conversation we just had. Rather just go ahead and say that the inference is from one medina to another medina in medina hasayam. You don't have to say b'fanei nechtav or b'fanei nechtam. Ava b'medina b'medina l'b'eretz Yisrael my tzarech. But from one medina to another medina, Yisrael, you would have to say farnechtam, farnechtam. To which the Gemara says, if that's the case, listni hamevi me medina le medina stam. Then why don't you just make the statement in the Mishnah of hamevi me medina le medina sarach shiomer farnechtam, farnechtam? And that would tell me what? Whether I'm bringing in Eretz Yisrael, whether I'm bringing in the Chutz Laretz, I have to say, but farnechtam, farnechtam. To which the Gemara says, li olam. Mimedina lemedina beretz Yisrael nami lo tzarech. In reality, says the Gemara, if I'm bringing it from Medina to Medina in Eretz Yisrael, I don't have to say b'fainechtam or b'fainechtam. I'm sorry. If I'm bringing it from Medina to Medina in Eretz Yisrael, I don't have to say b'fainechtav or b'fainechtav. I'll say, why not? Now, this is very important. So I'll say, if you hold that it's a problem of lishma, I understand why I don't have to go ahead and bring shkoyach. We'll say we have another late-breaking sponsor. So, Menashe and Bracha Efron, for the second time this week, Baruch Hashem, sponsoring today's shiur in celebration of the engagement of their son, Ben Sion, to Alana Sperling. Mazel tov, mazel tov. A grandson and an engagement in 1 week. Baruch Hashem, good week for the Efrons. Mazel tov. Wedding should happen b'shah tova u'mitzlachos. I believe the Kala is a student of mine of Ma'alot. Right, mazel tov, mazel tov. So back to our regularly scheduled program. So remember again, if you hold that it's a din of lishma, so remember again, there is never an issue, ultimately, again, I'm in Medina le-Medina be'Eretz Yisrael. However, if you hold that it's Eidim Mitzuyin le-Kaimo, so then there could be an issue again. There could be an issue of Medina le-Medina even Eretz Yisrael. We'll say, we're going to discuss this, by the way. You wonder to yourself, where would there ever be a problem of Eidim Mitzuyin le-Kaimo if you're in Eretz Yisrael? So first of all, again, Eretz Yisrael is not such a small place, right? Not such a small place. You could have an issue, again, I'm in the north, the Eidim are in the south. Remember, Gemara is also going to discuss, let's say, in the times of Malchus Yehuda and Malchus Yisrael, where, again, I will say, there was restricted travel between the two monarchies. Or absolutely, you could have an issue of them between the Kaimo. So watch this. The Gemara says, Kevan de'ika ole regalim mishkach shrichi. But Rabbi say again, even Medina le'Medina be'Eretz Yisrael, there's always ole regal. So Rabbi say, so remember, because there's always ole regal, what does that mean? there are always people traveling to the center of the country. Remember, Yerushalayim is the center of the country. So there's always people traveling to the center of the country. So because of that, there's not really a concern of Eidin Mitsuyin Lekaimo. Why? Because even if you have a question about the get, so you have three times over the year where you're pretty sure that what? The people who signed on that get will be somewhere near the center of the country. You have the opportunity to validate the get. Tinach bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim. That makes sense while the Beis HaMikdash is standing. When the Beis HaMikdash, unfortunately, is no longer standing, what is there to say? Oh, Kevan de'ika bate din and dekvi mishkach chichi. We'll say one of the takanos of Ezra was that there should be bate din and dekvuin. Rashi says, bate din and dekvuin, bayoros kitakanos Ezra b'sheni behei, u'metzuyo shera sholchus lo dun makom bad. So we'll say because there are established bate dinim, and because the bate din operate on Mondays and Thursdays, therefore there is always a flow of traffic within Eretz Yisrael itself. Therefore, there's never a concern that you won't be able to track down the Eidim. Tanan. So we'll say the Mishnah said, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Afilu mehegmonia lehegmonia. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, even from one hegmonia, so we'll say hegmonia literally means like a monarchy, from one monarchy to the next. V'am Rabbi Yitzchok, Ir achas haisa be'Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yitzchok said, there was a city in Eretz Yisrael, Vasasios Shema, its name was Asasios, V'hayu ba, Beis Hegmonios Shayu Makpidin Alzeh. And within this one city, there were two monarchs, bless you, that were Makpid one on the other. Well, so what does it mean they were Makpid one on the other? That they did not allow free travel between their two monarchies. Leficha Chutzruchu Lomar Megmonia Lehegmonia. Therefore, again, Chazal were forced to say that even if you bring a get from one hegmonia to another hegmonia, you have to say befanei nechtav or befanei nechtam. L'Rava Necha, so we'll say according to Rava, this statement makes sense. Why does it make sense? Because since there's a travel restriction, then what? We'll say, what are we concerned about? That if the get is challenged, you won't be able to track down the witnesses to be able to validate the get itself. Therefore, I have to say befanei nechtav, befanei nechtam, as we're validating the get now. L'Rava Kasha. But Rabbi said, according to Rabbi, this is a kasha. Rabbi said, why is kasha according to Rabbi? Rabbi holds what? Lishma. So remember again, where is all of this taking place? Eretz Yisrael. If that's the case, Lishma shouldn't be a problem. To which Rabbi said, this is going to blow you away. Rabbi isle de Rabbi. So this is amazing. We've just spent the last 4 days, 3 days discussing this. To which Rabbi says, you know what, the truth is, Rabbi really agrees with Rava. The Rabbi will say, now, what does that mean? So take a look at Rashi. Rava isle de Rava, de Medina le Medina Beret Yisrael, hecha de kapti v'lo shichi edim sarich le meymar. I will say that in reality, Rava agrees that even in a situation where there is no concern for Lishma, for example, in Eretz Yisrael, but there is a clear issue of restriction on travel or inability to travel freely, Rabba will agree with Rava that you need witnesses to say, Befanei Nechtav u Befanei Nechtam. To which the Gemara says, Sarach Lameimar Aval Rava Lesle de Rabba. So we'll say, what the Gemara now is suggesting is that Lamaisa again, Rabba holds like Rava, that Einachinami, if you have a situation where Lamaisa again, there is no concern for Lishma, but there will be a concern for restricted travel, that Lamaisa, even Rabba will agree they have to say Fanachto Fanachtam. Rashi just points out over here, Rava does not hold like Rabba, because Rava holds that in general everyone is versed in the laws of Lishma. To which the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, Elamai Benayu. So I will say, what are the Nafkamina cases between Rabba and Rava then? I'll tell you what the Nafkamina cases are. The Asyu Beitre, where Rabbi say again, so remember, if you have two witnesses who bring the get together from Chutzar Teret Yisrael, so remember, according to Rava, because they're two, you don't need Befanechta Befanechtam. According to Rabba, you do need Befanechta Befanechtam. Why? Because he's Slavadin of Lishma. Inami, Ba'osa Medina Be'medinas Hayom. Furthermore, the second nafkamina case will be what, Rabbi Osai? A case where Lamaisa, they're bringing it within the same country, but it was same Medina, same province in Chutz Laaretz. According to Rabbah, you don't need Farnachtam. Why? Because since it's the same province, again, if there's a question about the get, you'll be able to track down the witnesses. According to Rabbah, however, because it's Chutz Laaretz, there's still a problem of Lishma, and therefore you still need Farnachtam. But so let's just go a little bit weiter. Tanan, Hamevikem Medinas Hayam. Then say another interesting case. There's a Mishnah later on. We'll see. If one brings a get from Medina Sayam, and for whatever reason is unable to say b'farnechtav or b'farnechtam. Now, Rabbi said, we're going to say, what does that mean? You're unable to say. We'll see it in just a moment. Semyeshalav edim, as long as there are witnesses signed on the get. Yiskayim bechosamav. And Rashi says, Yavo hamakirim hachasim of a kasher. As long as people come forward who recognize the get, who recognize the signatures, the get could be upheld by the signatures and shalom Yisrael. To which the Gemara says, Mai ve'eno yochol lomar. What does that mean? That the person, we'll say, the case over here is the person who's bringing the get doesn't have the ability to say b'fanei nechtav or b'fanei nechtam. Top of Hamad Aleph. What does that mean? He doesn't have the ability to say it. Ilei mecherish. Maybe you want to say he's a deaf mute. So cherish bar esuye gitu. Is a cherish able to bring the get to begin with? V'hatanan we learned. Hakol kishirim lahavi es aget. Everyone is kosher to bring a get. Chutz mecherish shote v'katan. With the exception of us, I have a cherish, a shota, and a katan. A cherish is a deaf mute. Shota is someone who's deranged, mentally unstable, and a katan is a minor. So we'll say these people, because remember, we'll say this is not a chiddush by get. Remember, the case over here by get is you're appointing a shaliach la'olacha. A shaliach has to have capacity. Without capacity, you can't be a shaliach. To which the Gemara says, "Va'amar Rav Yosef, hacha am I asking on what's the case?" This is actually a very interesting case. Kigon shenasna lo kishu pikeach velo hispik lomar b'fayinachto b'fayinachtam. Rabbi will say, listen to this case, and with this we'll stop. I'll leave you a little bit on a cliffhanger. The Gemara says, what's the case over here? The case over here is where the get was given to someone who had absolute capacity, he was fine, and then Nebuch, something happened to him on the way. He became a deaf mute. So by the time he went ahead and he showed up in Eretz Yisrael, he no longer has the ability to go ahead and what? To say b'fanei nechtav or b'fanei nechtam. He no longer has the ability to do so. So therefore, again, what did the Mishnah rule in such a case? The Mishnah paskind that it's okay, we'll just uphold the get to the signatures that are there. Rabbi, so let me just read one more line, then we'll stop. L'rava necha, l'rava kashya. Rabbi, so according to Rava, this works perfectly. Because according to Rava, what are we saying? Look, normally we like to uphold the signatures on the shtar by saying what? B'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam. But it knew if you can't do it, you can't do it. So we'll have to find another way to uphold the signatures. But according to Rabbah, this is a major kasha. Why? Because according to Rabbah, b'fayinachtam has nothing to do with the signatures. But it's an attestation, right? It's testimony to the lishma nature of the get. If I don't have the lishma nature of the get, ultimately, how is the get to be kasher? Rabbah said to be continued tomorrow. Acquired deafness.
So you can show him a question.
Oh, so good. So we'll see. We'll see other ways. See.